We're joined right now by a kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not just a kicker, but an all-pro. 33 of 34 field goals made last season. 4 of 4 from 50-plus. A field goal percentage of 97.1% was the most accurate in the league among kickers with at least 15 attempts. The only kicker over the last 3 years to make at least 97% of field goal attempts with at least 4 made field goals from 50-plus yards. He was a first-round pick in the MLS draft. He was undrafted at Texas A&M in the NFL draft and is collaborating with First Sisters to encourage pet adoption. He's also hosting a new home workout show for Z Living TV. And on top of that, a friend of the program, Josh Lambeau, is back. Now, Josh, I saw you for a second in Miami. Didn't really get the chance to catch up. Obviously, these are not the circumstances I hope to be catching up in. But how are you and your family and friends doing right now?
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it. We're doing as well as can be. Thankfully, haven't been overly affected by it, me personally. I'm just trying to stay safe and make sure that everybody else does as well.
Good, and it's good to have you back. Listen, I would ask you how you're staying in shape at the moment, but I already have a bit of an idea. You are hosting a new workout show for Z Living TV. First off, where did the idea come from, Josh, and how much fun are you having working on that program?
Well, the idea just came from the needs of people right now. A lot of people are stuck at home. A lot of people don't have the extensive athletic training background that I have. And so I figured, okay, well, I need to work out anyways. Everyone else is going to try and do it too. Maybe I can help people out. Maybe they watch the show. Maybe they watch, the little clips I'm putting on Instagram on my stories. And, people from Z-Living got a hold of it and really liked it. And so now we're doing a show about it. So I'm hoping it's going to really help people in this current time where everyone feels that if you're stuck watching TV anyways, why don't you just work out as well?
Josh Lambeau joining us. All right, so let's help some people. For instance, if somebody is listening right now and they want to get in shape or they want to stay in shape, but they don't feel like they've got the motivation to do it in their home, what would you tell them?
Well, I can't really help a whole bunch with the motivation. So once you get the motivation to say, hey, this is something I'm going to do, you can check out my show on Z Living. You can check some of my Instagram stories. I think I have them saved at Josh Lambeau 2 as my Instagram handle. And once the motivation's there, I got the training. I just need I need the other end from everyone else that's watching.
Gotcha. Josh Lambeau joining us. All right, so what do you do in terms of the mental side of the game in the offseason? Do you consciously try to work on that and sharpen that all the time? Or maybe do you try to unplug and just get away from it for a little bit?
I do work on a lot of mental reps, but not necessarily with a football. I go through a lot of meditation books. I've been really going through a lot of mindfulness the past couple of years. I think I've talked about that a few times. And, so when a football starts to get thrown back into it, I know how to handle certain situations. I know how my mind is going to react. I'm trying to work on controlling my mind a little bit better. So, sometimes you step up to, I'm sure, golfers get it, they step up to the ball. Hitters get it in baseball, step up to the plate. Sometimes you just have these negative thoughts. And I'm just really, really learning how to, when those thoughts come up, how I can reverse them, how I can not think going into a kick, oh man, this is a little too windy, or I'm not sure. I'm just able to refocus on what needs to happen to make that kick. And this is the time that I really get to work on all that.
So Josh, when negativity creeps in, do you neutralize it or do you try to turn it and make a positive pivot? In other words, do you think positivity or do you think neutrally?
Honestly, I force my mind to focus on something different. So I will force my mind to focus on my technique. So instead of worrying about the conditions, I'll say to myself, okay, take 3 perfect steps back. I'll verbalize in my head as I'm going through my steps back and over. When I get to my spot, okay, find an aiming point. Okay, feel your breath, breathe in, give your nod. I'll verbally say that sometimes. So my mind is forced to focus on the here and the now, not what might happen. And since I've been able to do that, I've been over 90% each of the last 3 seasons.
We were talking to Josh Lambeau. I ran those numbers down. They're pretty amazing. And you got the All-Pro nod as well this past year. So
yeah,
knowing you, in fact, let me ask you about that. When you look back, like you and I could talk an entire interview and talk about mindfulness, not even get to football. But from a football standpoint, you had an amazing season. When you look back on that season, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Thank you for saying that. It's pretty surreal, the fact that, someone such as yourself is admitting on his own show that it is fact that I was an All-Pro. In my 5th year in the NFL, my seventh year ever as a starter in any position ever in football, and I'm an All-Pro. Like, it's really surreal. It's really humbling. And but on the same token, it's humbling, but it also says, you know what? Yes, it's an All-Pro, but there is a little asterisk there. You are second team. So, you know, it feels great that I have that recognition, but it motivates me more that, hey, I got that close. I was one miss away from being an All-Pro first team, and so that's what my goal is this next year.
All right, so I get that. I see you working, and maybe there's a clarification there, but let's consider a few years ago, you were a pro soccer player. Football was not really on your radar. So how does it feel to be where you are, not just in the NFL, but among the NFL elite?
It's a lot of validation for the tough decisions that I made. I played soccer from age 4 until 21, 17 years of my life. I dedicated to this one sport, and to just hang it up because things were maybe a little tough. I didn't get exactly the contract I wanted to be offered, but in my life, in that exact moment, that's what I needed to do. And so the fact that it wasn't necessarily, who knows, maybe soccer was always meant to be my segue into football, and I was born to be a football player. I just needed to go through soccer first. I really don't know, but it's pretty wild, but it reaffirms all the things I've told myself, all the hard work, all the hard days I've put in over the last several years. It's affirming that I'm doing the right things.
We are talking to Josh Lambeau. Now, one of the things you and I have talked about in the past is the fact that one of the first guys to greet you after a kick was Calais Campbell. So what was your reaction when you heard that he had been dealt to Baltimore?
It was a little heartbreaking, honestly. He's become not just a staple in Jacksonville, the Jaguars, just in the locker room, but personally in my own life. And I sent him a message. I said, hey, man, I don't know what to say. It's going to take me a little while to formulate something to say to you, but I still haven't found the words to talk to him. But he's just such a good person on and off the field, clearly, as he was, voted to be Walter Payton Man of the Year, which doesn't surprise anybody that knows him. And Calais is the kind of guy that I feel that his heart is more proud winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year than if he were to win the Super Bowl MVP. I'm sure that would do some personal achievements for him, but he's just that kind of man that if he can, he's always about leaving a legacy. How can I leave wherever I am better? And my experience, he's always done that. So I'm super lucky to have call him a friend, to have learned from him. It's going to be, I don't know what I'm going to do after my made field goals this year.
Appreciate your thoughts on that, too. Josh Lambeau joining us. And then you got Nick Foles, who was sent to Chicago, which clears the way for Gardner Minshew. You know, you're somebody who brings confidence and personality to a locker room. How would you describe Minshew's presence around the team?
I think Minshew carries this swagger, this confidence of, my name is Gardner Minshew. I might not be the tallest, I might not be the fastest, but I'm going to work the hardest. And he just exudes that confidence with every step he takes. He's a really cool cat. I've never met someone at his age that has been that confident in who they are as a person. And it just radiates on the field. And he just does this thing. It's really, really impressive. He doesn't allow roadblocks to really be there. He just runs them over.
This is what you want from a franchise quarterback. Josh Lambeau joining us. Now, you and I have talked about your love of animals, and in particular, rescue dogs. On March 27th, you announced a project with Fur Sisters in Jacksonville. What is the project, and how did that come to be?
So the project is, I just really want to encourage pet adoption. When something like this happens, a pandemic, when hurricanes happen, dogs and dog shelters kind of get neglected and get forgotten about. And having my dog, Indy, who I rescued from Fur Sisters, having her at home with me during this quarantine, during the self-isolation, has been really invaluable. It's been amazing to have a partner to go through everyday stuff with, to sit on the couch and just kind of chat with. And we've been going through some pretty intense training, and it's been awesome for us. And so I don't want the financial sides of things to discourage people from, one, getting dogs adopted, because dogs, certainly it's not their fault that this pandemic is going on. And two, people can really benefit from these dogs at home right now. I know a lot of people are going a little stir crazy. I've gotten awesome messages from some of the families that have adopted dogs saying how important it's been to their child. So anyways, all these things I've been thinking about, I posted on Instagram that I was going to pay for half of the adoption fee and the first 6 months of all dog food for your dog if you were to adopt a dog through First Sisters.
Awesome.
So in 7 days, I believe we had 14 dogs adopt, maybe 12 to 14 dogs adopted. And it went so well. They don't think we only had 14 dogs to begin with. It went so well, and hundreds of applications filled First Sisters' inbox. I just decided that I wanted to keep it going, and I didn't think a week was enough. I think people were responding really well to it. And the messages I was getting from these families encouraged me to say that, hey, this needs to continue. More dogs need to get adopted. More families need these awesome furry friends in their homes. So I then announced that regardless of the time frame, because the first one was just the offer was for 7 days, then I offered the next 20 dogs that get adopted from First Sisters, my offer stands, I'll pay for half the adoption fee and all the dog food for 6 months.
That's tremendous. He is a kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is an all-pro. He is hosting a new home workout show for Z Living TV. And as mentioned, collaborating with First Sisters to encourage pet adoption. Having a really active offseason. Josh Lambeau, my guest. Josh, great to have you back. Always appreciate the conversation. Good work during this offseason. I know we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks very much.
Good job, Josh. Good on you. 1-800-636-8686. Like I said, most fascinating kicker in the world. He's more than that, though.